We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Red and white. Welcome back in Sports with Coleman on this Monday edition. Bob Nightingale is an Odyssey MLB insider. This means BetQL is here to help us all make better bets, and that is brought to you by Bob here, talking baseball. But BetQL encourages us all to make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Bob, appreciate you taking the time. Before we talk Hall of Fame, what's going on right now, the latest between the players and owners and their plans to meet? Plus, what is the drop-dead date in your mind for spring training and for the regular season starting on time? I had heard in the ballpark around March 1st.
Yeah, you're right for the regular season. Yeah, it's at least a movement today. The union dropped their proposal to get free agency earlier in the revenue sharing. They said, okay, how about sharing, instead of sharing $100 million less, they say, okay, how about $30 million less? So they did make some movement there. And the big thing is they're going to talk again tomorrow. I mean, they've only talked twice in 54 days, so now they're going to talk, back-to-back days, which is real encouraging. Spring training, for it to start on time, you probably need something in about 2 weeks, somewhere around February 5th or 6th, because it's going to take about a week to 10 days for players to arrive and visas and the safety and health protocols. And you're right around March 1st, if not beforehand, you need that to start the season on time. I mean, MLB says, we're not going to extend the season. We're not going to make up for missed games. Let's do this. So it would have to be somewhere the last couple of days of February or right around the 1st of March. Remember, when they came back from the COVID time, that was 23 days of spring training, which was a little short.
Well, that's at least a positive. They're speaking face-to-face now as opposed to trading insults through the media, which is never good. So that is encouraging, as you said. Now, the Hall of Fame class will be revealed on Tuesday night. Last year, of course, nobody got in. Kurt Schilling was the closest at 71.1%. You need 75. Does anything change this year with Schilling?
He doesn't get in. I've seen about 20, 25 voters who voted for him last year and said they're not voting for him this year because he said, take me off the ballot. So, they say, well, okay, we'll adhere to your request. A little bit of a cop-out to me. But he's not going to make it. I mean, he made my ballot, but he's going to fall short. The Veterans Committee, meets again in November and votes in December. So it's very possible these guys could get in by the Veterans Committee, in 11 months from now. We're talking guys like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa, and Schilling, who are all off the ballot, the writer's ballot after this year.
That's right. Those are the most prominent names as we speak with Bob Nightingale, MLB Odyssey insider and USA Today national baseball columnist. Bonds and Clemens, how would you size up their chances in this final go-round, their 10th time on the ballot? I know, as you mentioned, the Veterans Committee's out there. That's how Harold Baines got in. But what about getting in through the regular mechanisms?
They're going to fall short. They're going to make strides. They may even get up to around 70%. I think they're about 61% last year. But just time ran out. I've voted for those guys, all 10 years. There was no testing back then. It was the wild, wild west. Everybody was, going crazy, and teams actually encouraging steroid use. So I feel bad. I mean, those are two of the greatest players of all time, not to get in. I really thought they would be. But tell you what, if those guys aren't getting in and they're not, so, guys like Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Nelson Cruz, Robinson Cano, everybody who's tested positive and suspended, you know, those guys now have zero chance.
I agree. How about David Ortiz, whose name was on a list once that wasn't supposed to be released?
I think he gets in. It's going to be close. I think he makes it. If he doesn't, he'll definitely get in next year because it's really a thin ballot next year. Really, Carlos Beltran's the only newcomer you really consider. So, you know, he's got the Astro Joe Ching scandal over his head. But I think Ortiz gets in. Yeah, he was on that anonymous, you know, drug test in 2003. There were false positives. But that being said, you know, he was never suspended a day or anything else. And it was just, you know, I know there's like a 140 guys tested positive on the anonymous drug test. But that's after being told when the testing was coming. The reality is about half of baseball, you know, was doing something. So, you know, and the fact he was, you know, clean or at least, you know, never tested positive from the when the drug testing program started in 2005. That's why I think you have to vote him in.
So are you permitted to tell us ahead of time who got your votes?
Yeah, I'm going to publish it tomorrow, but I'll tell you.
Uh-oh, sneak preview. Breaking news. Tweet this out, Stone. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if I can recall off the top of my head, it's a so, yeah, I did vote for the steroid guys. So, yeah, go Bonds, Clemens, Sosa. Gary Sheffield, Schilling we talked about, Billy Wagner. I'm trying to think now.
Well, I think everyone you name are the guys that only have a chance of getting in. Anyone else you name probably is a long shot, right?
Oh, Jeff Kent, he's a long shot.
Yes.
I voted for eight, and I think I just gave you seven. I'm trying to think the top of my head who the other one was, but I was a... Those are the big ones.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob. I know how it works in football, where there's a lot of debate and conjecture that goes on with the guys, sometimes by Zoom, used to be in the same room. With the baseball voters, there is no debate amongst you, right? I mean, maybe you'll email or call a couple of your colleagues in the business, but it's all done sort of individually, correct?
It is. I mean, it's not like a lobbying thing or anything like that. I think some voters was hoping you'd get some guidance on the steroid issue. And so I'm going to say, you guys make it, you know, everybody make up their own mind. Oh, the it guy was David Ortiz, obviously, who I voted for. But yeah, but it's not like the NFL, you know, lobbying committee and say, okay, how about this? Now that goes on with the Veterans Committee. That's just 16 people. And I think there's a lot of debate back and forth for those players, you know, with the class that just got elected, you know, Tony Oliva and Jim Cotton, those guys. But as far as the baseball writers ballot, no, it's just talking individually among ourselves.
All right. I wanted to get away from the Hall of Fame. Wanted to get your opinion because this is the first time we have spoken since the Orioles decided to move back the left field wall at Camden Yards. They're going to lose 1,000 seats. What was your reaction to that decision?
You know, I thought it made sense, particularly, you know, you read that your top prospects are left-handed pitchers, you know, if you want to attract pitchers, you better make it a pitcher-friendly ballpark. You look at San Francisco. There's no better place in the world to pitch than in San Francisco. And they track, you know, Kevin Gausman, all those free agents, or, you know, all those free agents on one-year deals because they want to, you know, get their stats up and go from there. And so I think it's smart on Baltimore's part. And they did the studies where, you know, the opponents were hitting more home runs than them. They became a nightmare for the pitchers. So I thought it was good. You know, you can always change your mind years later and you know, rejigger it as well.
Certainly, and obviously a lot of free agent pitchers did not want to come and pitch in Baltimore because of the dimensions. Do you anticipate Adley Rutschman to be on the Orioles opening day roster, Bob?
Yeah, not sure. You never know. Everybody's watching now with service time manipulation and everything else. So we'll see. I haven't really started studying the rosters or anything yet of anybody with the lockout. Oh, I will say, too, in San Francisco, remember, they did bring the fences in last year to help the hitters out. That thought was a nightmare for the hitters. So everybody just keeps changing their ballpark dimensions.
Well, this decision by Major League Baseball to not have the Rays play in both Tampa and Montreal, I thought it was a ludicrous proposal. I know Stuart Sternberg isn't happy with it down in Tampa, but... how is this going to really work out?
Yeah, I mean, I just think if they go across a bridge at Tampa, it'll work. And now the big thing is, you know, who pays for what, municipalities. But, yeah, I agree. I thought that plan was insane. I mean, if you're going to go to both ballparks or both cities, and both cities have to build new ballparks, then why don't those cities just have the whole schedule there? Why build a ballpark for half a year if you can have a whole season? And that's what Montreal has to do. Montreal does that. They get an expansion team to go with Nashville. So, you know, if the taxpayers are building a new ballpark in Tampa, you know, why would they only want, you know, 2 months of this season there and watch the rest of the games on TV? That made no sense to me.
Agreed. If they could just find a way to build a ballpark in Tampa and not St. Pete, I think everything would be fine down in Tampa, especially with the way that team wins. We saw how the city supports the football and hockey teams. So if you win in that city, they're going to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's too bad for Tampa because they win. You know, they win the divisions. I mean, they're the little engine that could type thing where people just, you know, won't go there because of the traffic and being indoors with the the roof over the head. It's the same reason it didn't work in Montreal. That's why they had to go leave there. It wasn't working in Minnesota, so Minnesota said, okay, we'll just go straight open air, even though it can be some dire temperatures and stuff early in the season and late in the season. Is better than being on a roof, when there's a nice, beautiful, sunny day in June and July.
Bob Nightingale, appreciate your input on the eve of a very important day for baseball, and hopefully the two sides can get things together and we get together at spring training. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, that was MLB Odyssey Insider Bob Nightingale. His calls are presented, of course, by BetQL. BetQL is here to make us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.